information about the Touchdown Club. You can do that on Tuesday night. Other coaches, we've had three or four different coaches there available in the evening. Ask them questions. Of course, Coach McPherson's there. And you'll have just a great time. And if you can't make it live, be sure to tune in at 7 p.m. Tuesday night live on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
And also don't forget tomorrow, he's in the there, we're ready to kick it off. Mark Littleton's kick goes to
the 1.
20, at the 10. He's up to the 15. We hit him right across from the 15. Takes him down at the 20, and that was number 20 on Devon Littleton, a junior running back, and Coughlin will start the second half. Our Vikings leading 21-7.
Another good kick by Mark Willis. Put it right on the 1 yard line, almost at the goal line. And, like I say, number 20, Travon Littleton elected to come out with it. It does not make the 20-yard line.
I'd like to say hello to Rex and Lucy Brown, the parents of Bubba Brown up in North Carolina.
We got to say hello to Miss Elwood.
We'll just a second. Mike John Michael Harrison goes under center. Twin receivers to the far side, eye formation. Drops back, rolls outside looking. One man got his hand on it. Flipped away. Good move by Harrison. He's out across the 25, up to the 30, and just pushed down. A great run by John Michael Harrison as he scrambles out to the 30-yard line.
And that's where our defense has got to make the one-on-one tackle. Just got isolated out there on an island. Had a hand on him, just not able to bring him down. And then that quarterback gets free. There's really nobody else to cover.
It looks a lot like Michael Gunner from the Wildcats, the way he runs the ball when he gets in the open field. Harrison now goes to the shotgun. Sends Twins right, Twins left. He's one man in the backfield with him. And the shotgun. Takes the snap. Now rushes right up the middle. Quarterback draw. Really gets it. We hit him as he crosses the 30.
About a 3 yard gain, roughly.
And as Bill said, he'll pick up 3. Should be 3rd and 7. The ball up to their 32.5 yard line. 11:06 to go here, third quarter. Vikings lead it 21-7, the first possession.
Your most important possession.
Absolutely.
Spreading this out.
Yep. Puts his receiver in the shotgun. He's got that funny formation. Takes a snap, rushes right back up the middle. Got a hole as he gets across the 35. He'll pick up about 3 yards. Give him 4 on the carry.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what, he reminds you a lot of somebody we'll see play tomorrow afternoon about 3:30 in the orange and blue, and that's Tim Tebow.
Okay. Well, that play right there, the quarterback, instead of going outside the way he's done every time, cut that back up in the middle and was able to pick up 2 or 3 yards.
3rd and 3, the ball on the far hash mark. Packers going from right to left on your radio dial. Twins left. Twins right. We're in a 4-man front. Harrison in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Looking to throw. Throws out in the flat. Pitch. May go off the fingertips of number 12. That's Davis Durham. And that would have been enough for the first down after the 46-yard line. But now, will Coach Stokely go for it? Or will it punt?
I'm sorry. John M. Harrison had the heat on that ball as he was throwing it through there.
And now, he'll send his number 5, Garrett Sutton, to punt.
Watch the fade.
You hear him? So this is a new putter. We've got Greg Reed standing back about our 35. Sutton standing just inside his 25.
Sending Greg up a little bit.
They've put their receivers.
Got 43 there.
Yep, he's looking to throw downfield. There it is, wobbly pass, and intercepted at the 45. Oh, my God. Well, and what was
the man just flew through the air.
The smart play, we intercepted at the 45. Our 35, the smart play was to knock it down.
It would have been, but I tell you, that was going to make a highlight reel.
Vikings take over. Vikings take over our 45. Franklin's got back being chased. One man's got it. Here's the Packers. They're pulling back down at the 35. We'll lose 10 yards on that play.
Yeah, sorry, just couldn't see that. the wide receiver was opening up as he was making his turn. He just couldn't see him get open. And before he could turn back around, that defensive line was right on him. Couldn't quite see that receiver come open.
DJ Moore brings the play in. Blackie's going from right to left on your radio dial.
That's third and 21.
Left to right.
Second and 21.
Packers in a six-man front. Franklin goes under center. Two tight ends. We give the ball to Darius. Harry comes around the right side. Gets back inside, and he runs right into number 51. That's Clinton Peterson.
Darius had a shot to come back up through that middle, and then, like I said, eight defender just closed quickly right there.
Gets up to the 35. It'll be third and 20. There comes the Mayflower moving company. Let's see what we can do. Send one man to the far side of the field. They've got man coverage. Six-man front. Franklin, we give the ball right at the middle to Adrian Harkett. Over the left side, he'll rumble out to about the 39. That's what it'll be fourth down from there, and we're going to have to punt. Fourth and about 15.
Conservative play, just trying to see if they can catch them off guard, thinking we might have to throw down field try something outside. A lot of time, that give right to the fullback has been real successful.
And as Bill said, hello, Miss Eloise. How you doing tonight, dear lady? Waiting for Hayden Martin's punt. High booming punt.
Good punt that time.
It'll hit and take the Viking bounce inside the 30 to the 25, all the way down to the 21-yard line. And that's where the Packers will take over.
Good punt that time by number 46, Hayden Martin. You know, we talked about saying hello to Miss Eloise. I don't think Miss Beth Vickers is here tonight.
She's not.
I heard something about going to a race. Remember Thursday?
Yeah, and they don't have internet where she's at. So we can't say hello. Tell you what, Miss Eloise, you can call her on her cell phone and tell Miss Beth we said hello. Harrison sends Quinn's left, Quinn's right. He's in the shotgun. Got the fullback in the backfield with him on a four-man front. There's
number 19.
Now runs right up the middle. And he'll pick up.
Quinn Robinson again in that single wing that they're trying to get them.
In about 4 yards up to about the 25-yard line. Like a second and six from there. Now Robinson checks back in.
Yeah, Quinn still at that quarterback position right now.
Robinson has a lot of speed. The Packers, again, split their receivers. Robinson with the fullback in the backfield of the blocking back. Up, and they move, but it's not called. I thought they moved. Evidently not. Yep, there is a flag on the play.
But it was a late flag, maybe holding out there. See what we got to call from the official.
See what we got. Personal foul face mask against the Vikings.
Wow.
That'll be a 15-yarder, and that'll move it all the way out to the 45-yard line.
First penalty of the night for the Vikings. Unfortunately, it's a big one.
Well, that moves it out to the 44. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 21-7. Harrison back in at quarterback. Again, splits his receivers. He goes to that split eye formation. Takes a snap. Oh, all the way around. They pick it up. And now there's a flag on the play.
Going to call a false start. We've been seeing.
Now they call a false start.
Yep.
We've got two very, very hearty, adamant Coffee County students to our right, the very avid fans, and we do a lot of commentary on penalties from those guys as they support their team. So the background noise you hear is not folks down in front of us, which is right next to their film guys. And they like to support their Packers. And that's quite all right. First and 15. The ball back at the 39. Harrison goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to the Bulls. Now number 27, the tailback. And that's Darryl Thomas. Thomas picks up 2 yards as he crosses the 40 up to about the 42. The second and, about 12, 13 from there.
Defense looks over, gets their call.
5:40 to go, third quarter.
Vikings lead, still lead, 21-7.
Ball on the far half mark. Noble Williams comes near side. Also, Darryl Thomas in the slot. They send two receivers far side. Harrison drops back in the shotgun, drops straight back. There comes the run. Little bear misses and throws the ball down to number 20. What a catch. He's across the 45. We hit him about the 47.
That was Gerald Dimp there that kind of stayed home, got that screen pass, and was able to make the tackle short of the first down.
Was Devon Littleton flipped out of it. Kind of flipped away from his blockers there and was out there in the flat by himself when he made the catch. Now, that's going to make it third. And about six, Bill, the ball at the Packer 49-yard line.
Quarterback Harrison, very lucky he wasn't sacked on that last play, though, Wes.
Littleton checked out, and Michael Jenkins checked in. Again, Harrison splits his receiver. Two near side, two far side. We go to a three-man front. They need six. There's the quarterback going up the middle.
Nothing to it.
Blake Summers tips him up. Long enough. Going up long enough for T.J. Manning and Desmond Miller to get their arms around him. Now he'll pick up about, they'll give him.
Wow, they're getting forward progress to the 49.
Yeah, they'll give him 2 yards to our 49, so it's going to be fourth and about four. And now they send in a new punter. Nope, they sent in Cameron Fitzgerald, the regular punter.
That other is their ninth-grade quarterback that was in number five that last play.
We've got six guys up on the line of scrimmage. Greg Reed standing back about the 15. Low snap, and he gets it away. Greg Reed signals fair catch. Makes it, doubled with the ball. Almost dropped it.
Wow.
Now, boy, that would have been scary.
I'll call number 25 again for the Vikings. Michael Mitchell in, almost getting the block. Well, the Vikings will take over first down and 10. What are we, inside the 20 at the...
Hour 14. Last score we had for you from Mobile Baseball Hiders. This is the catch 21. Coffee was 7.
Last score I think we had from Warner Robins' kiss was 3-3.
Franklin, we send the tight end to the Packers side of the field. Franklin goes under center. Target is fullback. And that's who gets the ball. Cuts back inside away from one man, too. He's up to the 20-yard line. 6 yards on the carry.
Target is just a hard-nosed runner. He gets his head down, gets through that line of scrimmage, and then just keeps those legs turning.
3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 21-7. I'd like to say hello to Ron Bannon, listening on his headphones from Five Star Food, and keeping me updated. Good story. Thank you, Mr. Ron. Franklin takes the snap, gives it to Darius Perry, spins over one man, two, fights his way up to about the 29. He's going to be, he's going to mark it at a 28. He'll be about a yard short. Bill, should be third and one from there.
Yep, that's where they're marking it.
Tavares Williams checks in along with Marcus Solomon.
That's
our Viking.
Darius Howell.
Darius Howell, I'm sorry. And Darius will go to the Packers side of the field. Jordan Black, the tight end on our side. The Packers in a five-man front walk two linebackers up, and we get the ball right up the middle.
D-Money.
And D-Money will carry it up to the 30, and he'll skip and fall down about the 30-yard line. We'll get it at the 6-yard carry, but it'll be a first down for us. So 2:11 to go here in the third quarter.
And clock running, just almost under 2 minutes now.
Four down linemen, one guy standing up, walks the corner back up, and we get the ball again, wide up the middle. We're going to run that belly play until they stop us, and we'll get 3 yards on the carry.
Tavares Williams again, still out there at fullback.
Minute 46 to go. This point in time, though, you've got a 21-7 lead. You control the ball, you control the clock. They can't score if they don't have the ball.
Pretty much the way it goes.
Second and about 7. Like he's going from left to right on your radio dial. Goes under center. Gives the ball to Gary Harris coming around the right side looking for a hole. And he'll fight his way out to about the 37-yard line. Should be about 3rd and 3 from there. Picks up about 4 on the carry.
Gary is becoming a real workhorse these last 2 games. And he is having to fight for every bit of the yardage that he's able to get. They are keying on number 28.
Everybody, like you say, everybody in the region is just peeing on Darius. C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Darius Perry leans back on our side. Tied in on our side. Kahari. Kahari goes under center. Counter to Jerry Postel. And he fights his way across the 40 up to the 41, 42-yard line.
And another first down.
Yep. 4-yard carry. And those 4 yards enough for a Viking first down, and we're inside 1 minute, down to about 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Heard the coaches over the other side trying to get all the players in.
And team money's coming out. Well, we get, you know, we should be able to get this playoff. Sorry. Takes the snap. Keeps the ball inside. Pitches it out to Darius Harris across the 50. Down to the 40. And then running out of bounds. At the Packers 36-yard line.
That we have been seeing waiting on that pitch from Corey Franklin.
And there, that's the end of the third quarter. Our Vikings lead it 21-7 here at Max Clark Stadium. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA. I don't know if we went to commercial break or not.
If not, we'll be quiet for about 45 more seconds. What do you think?
Let's not be quiet because we've got dead air. We'll tell everybody about the Lounge Coaches Show at Loco's Deli and Pub on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game along with next week's ball game, the last regular season home game of the year.
That'll be, I want to remind everybody, that'll be senior night.
Yep.
So come out and support this great group of seniors. Just the record that this group has been involved in from their freshman year all the way now through their senior year.
That kickoff is at 8 o'clock.
And you get the pregame by yourself for a little while. I told him 2 years ago when I took this gig.
I don't know, I might have me a guest for 3 days.
There you go. Have you a guest there for the first part. I'm going to get the opportunity to go out on the field with my son, who's a senior this year.
First and 10 from the Packer 31-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial. Franklin goes under center. Keeps the ball, fixes again. Out to Perry. Inside, he's across the 30, down to the 25, almost running down at the 21-yard line. That's the Still about a 14-yard gain for Jerry Postel.
Yeah, Corey's seeing that six guy now. That's so much better than he was in the first half. And it's been real successful so far.
Solomon, let's see. Yep, that's Darius Howard goes to the far side. Ball's all the way on our side of the field, tied in on our side. And we give the ball to Hargett right up the middle, and we're going to have an illegal procedure.
They got a face mask. I think when Hargett went through, they grabbed his face mask, but I'm not it's sure.
Nope, a little shift against our Vikings.
Wow. Now, that kills the play already, though. So even if he was face masked, it was not something you would get a call, right?
Right.
Because he did, when Hargett went through the line, you could see his head turn backwards. But if the flag's already down, the play's dead. I think maybe Darius Howell may have moved a little bit too soon out there on the wide receiver spot.
Mark off. Take it all the way back to the 27-yard line of the first and 15 from there. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, our Vikings lead it 21-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. And there goes Levi Vitas and the Mace Lauer Moving Company. Tied into the Packers side of the field. Franklin under the center. And we give it to...
No, so I think Corey kept it. Wow.
I tell you what.
He did. He kept it.
And Corey kept it. And did he get back to the original line of scrimmage?
Just about, maybe. Let's see. They're going to put him about a half yard, maybe a yard short of that original
yep,
one.
Give him, so that'll be second and 11 from the 22-yard line, so he picks up four. Bill will get the new stadium built. They put an elevator in. Miss Eloise said she'll come ride the elevator with
him. There we go.
Double tight end then. And we get a ball right in the middle of the team money. Buck one tackle, two. He can say, oh, man. And he's down at the half-yard line.
Wow, I think he rode over on somebody, which would have been a touchdown, but they're going to call him down at the one-yard line. I saw a helmet fly through the air, too, Wes. Thought Savard might have gotten in when he came down. I thought he was on a defender and rolled over into the end zone, but they're going to call him down at the one.
First and goal, Vikings at the half-yard line. C.J. Moore brings the play in from Coach Randy McPherson. Corey Franklin goes under center. Strong side right for our Vikings, and we give it to
Darius Perry.
Darius Perry cuts inside, and touchdown Vikings.
I'm thinking, Dixie. DC just runs out on that sweep, waits for the hole to open up, and then just flies in. All he needed was that one step to get into the end zone. Beth Vickers sending text messages. She is
a two-point conversion. And who has it? Terry Perry,
the two-point man.
And that'll make it 29. Wait and see. Take it all over. That was 28-7.
Should be 29. There it is, 29.
29. We'll just keep it right here, because this will be real, real quick. These guys have been coming back quick. We just got a text message from Beth Richards. She is listening on the computer. Hello, Miss Beth.
See, she found the internet. She's got that commercial, you know, that you dig a hole. Look what I found, the internet. So she's probably...
And Rogers right down here in front of us, as always.
Yep.
If there's Viking football somewhere, she's going to be found.
So 29-7, our Vikings lead with 10 minutes left in the ballgame.
Mark Willis set to kick off. Tuckland and Littleton set that back keeps the receiver.
Low
kick. Kick on the ground, bounces it. And Littleton hits the ball, rolls into the end zone, cuts back, and they'll set over at their 20-yard line.
I don't know that that's exactly what Mark really wanted to do, but it worked out real well. Just skids along the ground, went through the wicket there of the receiver and right into the end zone. Vikings come out on defense.
Harrison still is quarterback for the Packers. He sends trips to one side. The receiver to the near side puts the man in motion. Look, throws that little screen pass. Throws back behind the line of scrimmage. Makes the catch and will be hitting behind the line of scrimmage. Number 1-1, T-Money. There was a double pass. Well, actually, because you can't have two forward passes. It was more like he threw a lateral and then dropped back and threw another lateral back across the field to him. Yep, it'll be second and 10.
T.J. Manning had a shot at him back there, but quarterback a little too agile, got around, but he's not going to get away from T-Money.
9.5 to go. Vikings lead at 29-7. Harrison down the shotgun. Sends Quinn's left, Quinn's right. Runs right up the middle. Got a hole. And puts the cross for 25 out about the 26, 27-yard line.
Number 6, Desmond Miller there to stop that.
I'm going to tell you what, that sophomore quarterback has been impressive tonight.
Yes, he has. Oh, the culprit as a whole, a very young team. They've got a bright future ahead of them.
Again, Harrison will... Sends Quinn's left, Quinn's right. Learn a three-man front. There's a snap, tries to run it, and oh, what a play by Blake Summers. As he went by, Blake Summers reached out and grabbed his foot and just tipped him up.
Yeah, Blake Summers shot through the gap there and just went high to catch him on his leg.
And it was third and three, now it's fourth and three.
They're on the far inside of the field. You don't think that they might fake it here, go for it. But
you don't have anything to lose in this ball game. Just go say,
sending his quarterback back to the huddle. Fourth and what about two?
The Viking draft coming to their seat. It's going to be fourth and a long, long two. Harrison to go under center. We're in a five-man front. Mark is off, and we're not going to jump. And when we don't jump, the pass is called by that. 7:55 to go in this ball game. Our Vikings lead is 29-7. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA. Chad, a little bit better.
Maybe we got all our breaks in and we're just here.
Chad, a little bit. Well, I don't know if we're doing a commercial break or not.
We're just going to keep talking like that's a real problem for us.
Tomorrow at Baseball Hyder Stadium, it is Dallas State football. The number 3 team in the South region against the number 1 team, North Alabama. And the Blazers want your support. Wear your red, come to the stadium. The big chili cook-off. Big off.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, that's become a real big thing for college teams to really pick that color and black out, white out, red out, and it's very intimidating.
Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Fourth and two. Strong side right for the Packers. They take it, throw out in the flat, kick made by 27, and they'll get the first down, Bill. They strung us out on the far side of the field. We run him out of bounds up about the 33-yard line. That should be enough for first down for the Packers.
Yeah, all the defense thinking they're going to try and muscle that through a couple yards, get that receiver out on the wing, and just make a quick pass. Then you get that one-on-one isolation and hope that somebody misses, and that's exactly what happened.
7:49 to go in this ballgame. Vikings lead 29-7. Dick Rock will have all the play-by-play action for you tomorrow, starting at 12:30 with the pregame. Now that's going back with Robinson in the shotgun. The running quarterback takes the snap right up the middle and run into Desmond Miller.
No, no, that was Ridge Spivey, number 64.
Well, I do not know
to get past Ridge Spivey.
I thought that was number 6, that's the Miller he ran into.
We saw the 6.
There is a 6.
That was it. No, that was Ridge Spivey, 64. 64. 64. Denson's out there, but Ridge Spivey came over from his right tackle spot.
He'll lose half a yard.
Still back in at quarterback.
Yep. This is receivers. Brings a tight end to our side of the field. Ball over far hash mark. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Take the snap. Comes to our side of the field. Looking for a hole. Down Denson Miller spins him out. Holds him up. And this time, it's number 42, Chris Denson.
Denson's floating up. He made a cutback and ran right into Chris Denson.
Desmond Miller knew I had him in on the play. You wouldn't talk about him, so he was going to floor him up this time. They'll lose, looks like, about 7 yards on the play. Should be third and about 17. The ball back on the 26-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go in this ball game. Vikings lead is 29-7.
Spread this out again.
Robinson goes under center. Flips his receiver. Drop back, looking, throws, nowhere to go, being chased. We hit it behind the line of scrimmage.
Ridge Spivey.
Got to him first, and then Cliff Simpson just put him on the ground. And they lose all the way back there to the 17-yard line, where, as my buddy Tom Modem would say,
a long catch.
That's fourth and a taxi drive.
Well, in that series right there, Ridge Spivey and Chris Denson, they were the men.
They tag team. They belong in the WWF. They were tag teaming it. Copeland standing back inside the 5. Greg Reed standing about the Packer 49-yard line. There's the snap. Greg Reed takes it. He's at the 45. He gets to the 40. Tries to get outside. On his feet, took command. He's got the 20, the 25, just by one man, spent still on his feet, the 25 to 15, and they will haul him down at the 6-yard line.
What do you say, Wes? What do you say?
You say what I said all year long. Red Reed has more moves than a box of X-Lax.
24 is having a game tonight. I want to say, I don't want to criticize him at all, but you want to say he may have overrun his blocking when he cut back across the field.
He took the ball from,
45, 6, 7-yard line?
I'm going to say the 45 all the way down to the 6.
Christian Glisson now, number 12, checked in at quarterback.
Got into the far side, and we give the ball to... Gary Postel.
Extra point team checks in now. Christian out wide.
This is what we're going to do, trying to get Gary Postel off the field. Gary Sims, he's tired.
Yeah, they get the signal from the sideline. Whether to move the swinging gate, whether to make the snap, whether to fake or whatever.
There's a snap, falls down, kicks it. And it's good. And with 5:08 to go, it's our Vikings 36. It is the Packers 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
School football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Now, we're on New Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at MacBeth Stadium, Mark Willis set to kick off.
Just got an update. That score fouled off, I believe, still 21-7.
Back deep to receive is number 20, Littleton, and number 8, Copeland, a ball into the end zone.
Nice kick by Mark Willis.
And the Packers will take over on their 20-yard line.
So 5:08 left now in the ball game.
And you see a few Viking fans with same head toward the exit.
Well, we saw on that last defensive stand that they did get, or on that fourth down, stand by our defense, that they, of course, the Packers did get the first down, but you can still hear a lot of Viking fans cheering on the Vikings. Big crowd still out here.
Robinson in at quarterback. He sends a one more favor near side, one far side, and we're going to, we may get a flag on this play, maybe not.
Nope.
What we did was as that play started, we run a player in off the sidelines, and if he's, that could have been illegal substitution.
No call, though. I was just commenting, you know, we're talking about the number of Viking fans still in the stands. I dare say we might have more than the Colquitt fans still over on their side.
That was an incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10. Tight end to our side, takes that ball on the ground, picks it up, gives it to fullback. He gets hit in the backfield.
A lot of backups in now. They in on that tackle, number 8, Lee Ruin.
And Michael
Delphinius, along with Tyler Hunter.
The third and 10.
Looks like Michael Mitchell in there. We'll try and get some names out here for you.
Matt Stanley checking in.
Yep, Matt Stanley, number 58.
Tyler Hunter in.
Number 53, Michael Miller.
Kelvin Smith in, along with Michael Mitchell.
Number 61, that's Lance Stevens. Lance playing the defensive end.
Lewis in at linebacker. Robinson takes the snap, gives it to the fullback. Right up the middle, we hit him. And he'll fight his way across the 25, up to about the 26-27, be close to the first down. And we are at the 4-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
In on that tackle, number 25, Michael Mitchell, along with number 35, Corey Jackson.
It'll be fourth and about 3. Coach Coakley says, yep, I'm going to go for it down there.
He went before. Why wouldn't he now?
Especially when we've got all our backups in.
Yep. It's a pretty good crew of backups there, Wes.
Tied into our side. Five man front. Two receivers far side. Robinson takes the snap. Pitch out. Ball on the ground. We're trying to pick it up. Nope. And they fall on it.
All right. Turnover there for us anyway.
And we'll take over first and 10 on the Packer 19-yard line.
All right. We're going to try and get some names out here on offense as well. Number 74, that's Justin Browning, along with number 76, Deion Crenshaw, checked in for offense. Number 46, Hayden Martin will come in now at one of the wingback positions. Also number 39, that's Stephen Gibbs at the wide receiver. I want to try and get everybody in here. Tyler Hunter checks in at quarterback. Matt Stanley, Lance Stevens in at center. Number 66, that's also, Jamie Cornelius.
Good work called in the backfield along with Hayden Martin. And we give the ball to number 8, that's Lee Lewis, right up the middle.
Who in the backfield?
Lee Lewis, Hayden Martin, and Billy Burkhalter.
No, Burkhalter's a kicker.
Well, look at that number.
39, right? You had 39. That's Stephen Gibbs. Opposite. Of course, yeah Burkhalter in last game.
I had 23. He's right there, Bill. You tell me that's not 23 in the backfield right there.
That's 27.
Dominic Davis,
and he is a running back.
Folks, if you could see his jersey numbers, you'd know what I have to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. And I see, because I use my binoculars.
99.7 got that little line through it. We give the ball. No, Tyler Herter's got the ball. Goes around right side being chased. Tipped on. Trying to get away from one man. Cuts back up still. And they'll run him out of bounds about the 15-yard line. And he did all of that to pick up 2 yards.
The wide receiver, Thomas Runk, was out there trying to make the block. And when Tyler made his cut, he ran right into Runk. And as much as the defender knocked him out of bounds, so did the wide receiver. There's Joey Burkhoff. Joey
yep.
Burkhoff.
Aaron Winston checks in. Ball on the far half mark. 2.5 minutes to go in this contest. Vikings lead it 36-7. And you know, these guys would like to put one on the scoreboard themselves.
Yes, they would.
It's 3rd and 7. 3rd and 8. Well, let's say 3rd and 7. The ball on the 17. Tyler Hunter takes the snap, drops back, looking. So lost the ball way downfield, up in the air. Incomplete pass.
That's number 19, Aaron Winston, open for just a second. We're going to try a field goal here, I think. Let's see.
Let's see. Let's see what they're going to try. Yep. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, once you get that second team out there, and then you go back to first team on the field goal or an extra point attempt, a lot of guys are grabbing, trying to find helmets, trying to get out there on the field. They're finally all out there on the field now.
And this will be about a 34-yard attempt.
Let's see. Official timeout, let's see.
Delay of game against our Vikings.
Well, again, we were talking about all those first team guys had already sat down. Many of them we saw trying to run out on the field, grabbing a helmet, trying to find their place on the field, and that kind of just messes up their rhythm a little bit. So let's see, we're going to set this down, what, about the 29 now?
Yep, make it a 39-yard attempt to Mark Willis, the ball on the far hash mark.
Mark Long this year is 38.
As Osborne snaps, ball down, kicks up, and nope.
Martin's trying to get some more leg to it, and it's kind of a psychological thing. Caught it on a straight kick that time and just really didn't get a lot of loft on it.
And the Packers will take over 1st and 10 on that 20-yard line with 2:18 to go in this contest. Vikings will improve to 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in the region, and with this win, will clinch a playoff spot somewhere. You get a playoff spot somewhere, don't know where. And Coughlin will go to 2-6 on the year, to 1-3 in the region, and they're not out of it. They're still in a fight for that fourth playoff spot, Bill, depending on what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're not eliminated, but the chances are much less now.
Garrett Sutton in at quarterback. And they give it to the tailback. He's a sophomore corner at about the 21, 22-yard line. So unlike last year where we had to win 2 out of 3 to get to the playoff, this win tonight will get us the playoff first. But that's not what our fellows want. They want that region championship.
Yep, they want to come in here and take the number one spot.
They're home next Friday night, Caesar night, 8 o'clock at Martin Stadium. Sutton gives the ball to the tailback. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose through back to the point.
Michael Miller, number 53, in on the tackle. Now checking in, number 71, Adrian Wright, check in there on the defensive line.
Quick game, Joe, at 7 o'clock.
Coming out, Henry Harden.
Kick off at 8. Fifth County will come in, and we don't know what's going on with Fifth and Warner Robins. The kick will be at Martin Stadium next Friday night.
Also checking in on the defensive line now, number 63, Adam Dye. At the left defensive end.
Of course, Valdosta will close out their season next Friday night as they play Houston.
Also at one of the tackle spots, number 54, Brandon Stockwell checks in.
Inside, 1 minute to go. Sutton takes the snap for the Packers, gives it to the fullback. And that defense isn't letting him go anywhere.
All right, now, Beth is listening. And Beth, I got to tell you, Snackwell gets in his first play and makes the tackle. I pick on Brandon. Hey, we call him Snackwell sometimes, but Brandon Stockwell in from the right tackle position gets the tackle.
The Delaware is turning your radio dial over the Rock 108 tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Listen to Dick Rock, the combo other than myself, as we bring you all that action. And that should be the last play of the
game. We're down to 11 seconds. We'll see if they get something off. They're coming to the line of scrimmage.
They're going to try to get a play if they can. Sutton goes under center.
They got it.
Yep, they get to the fullback. And that's it, folks. I like him. That's the seat of the Crawford County Packers, 36-7. Here at Max Clark Stadium to go to 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in the region, and clinch a playoff berth with this victory tonight. Bill, we'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WDGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier and less painful to buy a vehicle? Well, if you haven't, obviously you're not from around here, or you've been extremely lucky. And I know I'm not the only one, because Dodge of Alaska has as well. That's why they created the all-new DodgeofAlaska.com. DodgeofAlaska.com is a great website. It's user-friendly, it looks good, and the best part about it, it's painless. It's a no-pressure, customer-friendly environment that you can research, find, or service your vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive away, drive today. DodgeAlaska.com is a breath of fresh air for the customer that wants it all. The best vehicle, the best prices, and the best service. It's no surprise why people from all over are buying and servicing their next vehicle at DodgeAlaska.com. Come and experience their passion for excellence at DodgeAlaska.com. Drive away, drive today. DodgeAlaska.com. We'll see you there.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs and a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood frame home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tied in she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
It's fourth and goal, 3 seconds left, down by 4 points. The play you call will determine the outcome of the game. In the game of life, when it comes to defeating termites destroying your home, roaches and other disease carriers invading your living space, rodents in the attic, or worse, who will you call to determine the outcome? Astro Exterminating has been the go-to player since 1969 for South Georgians who want to defeat these destructive foes. When you're down to the wire, you can depend on Astro Exterminating.
Now, for Lounge High Vikings football action.
On News Talk 105.9, WBGA.
Back at Mike, the Pat Stadium, Pat Wright, here in Murphy, Georgia, where our Vikings have defeated the Dolphin County Packers 36-7. And, Bill, Packers, they've got a couple of good up. The junior quarterback, John Michael Harrison, looked real good tonight, as did their backup, Glenn Robinson, the sophomore. Sutton, the ninth grade quarterback, got a good strong arm. They're a young team, and they've got a lot to work with. But at the same time, they run up against a Viking football team that comes to play football tonight.
Yeah, they really did, and we had a lot of things going on, a lot of different things that our offense was able to do, but our defense, again, was stellar, able to come up and make some great stops. The one play, of course, gives up the long run, and that is the 7 points that that cost the scores tonight. But just a good all-round game, but you're exactly right. Colquitt has got a lot to look forward to. This is a team that was very senior-heavy laden last year, had a good ball team, went into the playoffs, knew they were going to have to rebuild some this year, and it looks very promising.
And they're not out of it yet. By no means, they've still got 2 games left. Of course, they're tough games against let me look over here at what I've got.
Colquitt has got Warner Robins and then Fifth County.
Warner Robins and Fifth left, and should they win both those games, that could make the playoffs.
Yep, well, we got the same through teams left. We get Tipp County this coming week at home before we have to go on the road against Warner Robins.
And, of course, the last we heard, it was Tipp and Warner Robins tied up 3-3.
That was a long time ago.
And just got word that here was in the third quarter.
Okay.
It was
Beth sent another message.
What you tell us, Bill?
Great job, you guys. I'm glad you got to listen. I'm glad I got to listen in.
She is a sweetheart.
Yep.
In the third quarter, Valdosta was still leading Coffee 21-7. So that was the last that we just got that just a few minutes ago. So Bill's going to check on our stats, and we'll take another 2 minute break and come back. Bill has stats for us. Vikings defeat the Coffee County Packers 36-7 here at Max Clark Stadium in Moultrie, Georgia. We'll be back after this 2 minute break. You listen to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGN.
I'm going to say three words. Freshly cut steaks. See? You knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steak, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steak, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the New York Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's. It's an addiction you never have to quit.
Take a moment to meet the problem solvers at General Rental Center. When you've got a tough job but you aren't sure what you need, call Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental. These people wrote the book on equipment rental. Tools and equipment for just about any job is their specialty. No matter what you need, they've got it. And they've got the expertise to show you how to use it correctly for fast, easy job completion. General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool every time.
Raleigh, there are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall of Quotes. I wonder how he found the time to make them all.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Sparkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot's pipes burst, Ben would be there post-haste effective.
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, the lightning rod, bifocal, swim fins, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Just testing you, Mr. Sparkle.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
Now back to more Viking football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back to Mark.
Back to Mark. Well, we want to say Martin Stadium, but we're at Max Clark Stadium over in Coffee County.
All right, Bill, you've got that for us.
I do, and again, thank you to Coach Dykes and his staff. I want to remind all our listeners that are catching these last-minute, these game-ending stats, the Lounge Middle School will be giving away that maroon and silver golf cart at halftime next Friday night when the Vikings take on the Tipp County Blue Devils. If you haven't gotten tickets, be sure and get in touch with Lounge Middle School this coming week, as well as you'll be able to buy tickets last minute there after the game before kickoff. And again, they will be giving that away at halftime, Wes, and we've seen that all year long. It's a great-looking golf cart. Want to thank Coach Dice and his staff for all the work they do on getting these stats together for us as quickly as they do right after a ball game. So let's get right to them. The game-ending stats tonight. Colquitt County has 4 first downs. Our Vikings, 16 first downs. Rushing tonight, Colquitt with 32 attempts for 99 yards, while the Vikings had 48 attempts for 300 yards. Passing tonight, Colquitt with 4 of 8 for 17 yards and 1 interception. The Vikings were 2 of 4 for 40 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Total plays on the night, Colquitt with 40, the Vikings 52. Total offense, Colquitt 116 yards, the Vikings 340. Fumbles tonight, Colquitt did drop the ball once but did recover. The Vikings fumbled once and lost that. penalties tonight. Pretty well played game. Three penalties for Colquitt for 11 yards, while the Vikings had three penalties for 25 yards. Punter, number 46, Hayden, Hayden Martin punted twice tonight for an average of 33 yards. The leading rusher for Colquitt, number 15, Quinn Robinson, he had seven carries for 66 yards and the lone touchdown for the Packers. Leading receiver, number 20, Tavaron Littleton, one catch for 7 yards. The leading rusher tonight for the Vikings, number 32, Adrian Hargett, nine carries for 72 yards. Notable is number 24, Greg Reed, eight carries for 67 yards and two touchdowns. The leading receiver, number 24, Greg Reed, one catch for 28 yards and a touchdown. So three touchdowns on the night there, as well as almost got in on another one.
And the Vikings go to 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in the region. And the Coffee County Packers drop to 2-6 on the year, 1-3 in the region. I want to remind you, next Friday night is senior night. And that's pregame show at 7 o'clock right here on News Talk 105.9. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. And it will be the Randy McPherson Loudside Coaches Show at Local Deli and Club at 7 o'clock on News Talk 105.9. If you can't be there live and in person, and the Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about tonight's ball game, the upcoming contest against Fisk County, and the Ozman will have you all the stats and updated information around the state, around the region, and around the state. Also, I want to remind you, tomorrow, Bazemore Hyder Stadium is the big chili cook-off and red out at Bazemore Hyder Stadium as the Dallas State Blazers host the number one team in the South region, the University of North Alabama Lions. The Blazers ranked number three. It's going to be a slobber knocker, as old Charlie Walker would say. Pre-game show at 12:30 on Rock 108 with the kickoff at 1 o'clock with the legendary voice of the Blazers, Dick Rocky, Tom Odom in the booth. And, of course, I'll be down on the sidelines, and we invite you to, if you can't be at the stadium, at least listen to the podcast.
Well, Wes, it's been fun. Another great night for the Vikings. 36-7 win over the Colquitt Packers. Say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. And it is that time. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Chad Riddle, produced by Clint Birchmore, directed by Clark Johnson. It is a production of Black Crow Media. For Bill Osborne, for Loudfly Football, all of Black Crow Media, I'm Wes James. God night, good night, and God bless you. You've been listening to Loudfly Football on News Talk 105.9 WGA.
You've been listening to Loudfly Vikings Football. Mount High Vikings Football has been brought to you by Crystal River Seafood, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Anytime Fitness, Astro, Austin's Cattle Company, General Rental Center, and Radney Plumbing. Thanks for listening to Mount High Vikings Football on News Talk 105.9 and for your continued support of Mount High Athletics. 25,000 watts of talk. News Talk 105.9. WBGA, Lakeland, Valdosta.
WBGA.
News Talk 105.9 FM.